Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
California legislature recently passed a law requiring that women who have screening mammograms are informed by their health care provider if they have dense breast tissue. The new breast density law, my guest is Dr. Stephen Simon. He's board certified in diagnostic radiology at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Simon. So how did this law come about?
This law came about because of one woman in Connecticut who developed a stage 3 breast cancer, and she just had a mammogram 5 months before, which was negative. And she thought, well, how did that happen? And she dug deeper into her medical record and found that she'd had dense breast and was not informed of it. And she thought that people really should be informed of that in case they needed to get other studies. And so she worked in Connecticut to get the law passed, and that was the first one in the country. And then it's spread around the country since then. California was the fifth one to pass that law, and that came into effect on April 1st of 2013.
So what does this law require? And I'm very interested, as someone who has dense breasts, and I've had, you know, my mammograms and different kinds of, you know, results coming back. So what does the law require?
Well, the law requires us to place in the letter that we send to the patients with their results, very specific language saying exactly that they do have dense breast. And it basically says that that you have dense breast tissue, and it's very common, and it's not abnormal, but it can make it harder to evaluate the results of your mammogram. It also could be associated with an increased risk of breast cancer, and that they are just giving you this information to raise your awareness and so you can inform your conversation with your doctor. And unfortunately, of course, they don't give you much more information than that, and so I hope that's what we're here today to talk about, to give a bit more information.
Yes, it's certain. We certainly are. Now, if somebody is told that they have dense breasts, what does that mean? Is that an increased risk, or does it mean they're more, you know, subject to having cystic breasts, or is it just harder to find?
Well, dense breasts refers to not how the breast feels, either to you or to your doctor. Dense breasts refers to how it looks on the mammogram. And mammogram densities basically are very white for glandular tissue and very gray for fatty tissue. And so you have a mixture of those two. If the percentage of one to the other is less than 50%, we call it not dense. But if it's the proportion of dense tissue is higher than 50%, we do call it dense. And that is just a little bit more prone to have breast cancer than the non-dense breast, but it's a very normal thing. It's, you know, like I said, half the people in the country have dense breasts, half of them have non-dense breasts, and so it's very common, very normal. It's not something that people should worry about. They get this message in the letter, and a lot of people get very worried that they're very high risk for breast cancer, but it's really only one factor of a lot of factors. Most of the other factors you know about, as far as risk factors, but they want you to know this factor because it's something that you wouldn't know unless you actually got the mammogram report telling you that was so.
So dense breast tissue appears white on that mammogram, and that's the similar color to cancer, create. So this overlap effect, can that allow the cancer to hide, making it harder for you to see it and determine if it is?
It can make it harder, and that is the trouble if you have, especially if you have very dense breasts, that they are very white and the cancer is white, and so that can be very hard to see. Now, we've gone from film mammography to digital mammography, and that's made it a bit easier because instead of just having one picture that is there and immutable, we have it's on a computer screen, so we can take the contrast and the brightness and move it up and down, and so we can see a bit more with the digital. But it is still a little bit harder and a little bit less sensitive than a non-dense breast.
Now, you mentioned the risk factors for breast cancer, and, you know, some we've heard and some we may not know about. Give us those risk factors. And so we know that dense breasts do increase your risk, but not as significantly as we might have thought, correct?
That's right. And the trouble is that again, when you get this letter, you think that this must be the most important thing, and so a lot of people get worried about it, but it's not the most important thing. There are basically three types of risk factors. Two of them we really have no control over, or very little control over. The one we have absolutely no control over is that if you have a genetic mutation, or if you have increased age, or just being female is a risk factor. Or one that isn't very common, the high dose radiation to the chest. People who have lymphoma as children have gotten that. And those things no one can really control. And then we have reproductive history. If someone's had a long menstrual history, they've started menstruating early and stopped late, they've never had children, if they had their first child after age 30, if they've recently used oral contraceptives, those things all are increasing your risk for breast cancer. Now, there are some risk factors that you actually do have control over. One of them is being overweight or obese after menopause. That you have control over. Physical activity, if you're not very active, that is an increased risk for cancer. There is smoking. There's postmenopausal hormone therapy, especially with estrogen and progestin. And also alcohol increases your risk by about 7 to 12%. And it's dose-related, so if you have one drink, it's about 7 to 12%, and you drink more and more and more, your risk goes up. So those are the ones you have control over, but dense breasts are something you really have no control over at all, so just part of your overall risk that you have, as well as, you know, your pregnancy history and your menstrual history and things like that. It's just part of that background of risk factors that is just you have no control over, but you should just be aware of.
If your breasts are dense, will they always stay that way?
Not necessarily, especially, let's say, after menopause, the glandular tissue is hormone-dependent, and so after menopause, when estrogen decreases, a lot of times the density of the glandular tissue will also decrease. And also, if you gain weight, you have more fatty tissue compared to the glandular tissue, and that will make it less dense, too. And so there are changes and even fluctuations during the menstrual cycle, that as estrogen goes up and down, the amount of glandular tissue and its density will go up and down. So not necessarily even when you see that you have dense breasts, the next year you might get a letter that says you don't have dense breasts. So it actually can fluctuate.
So does that affect our ability to do self-checks, Dr. Simon? I mean, because if, you know, we're told after our periods every month, that's, you know, a good time in that week after. Does that affect our ability to maybe feel something and catch it early?
Actually not. It's actually amazing that when you look at breasts mammographically and you see some that are very dense and you see some that are very fatty sometimes, and then you go and you examine them, sometimes the dense breasts will feel dense, and sometimes they won't feel dense at all, and vice versa with even the fatty breasts. And so it's a mammographic finding, but not necessarily does it translate to what you're feeling.
Okay, so, you know, how do we know what we're feeling?
Well, that's basically why the American Cancer Society promotes breast self-awareness. They used to promote a breast self-exam once a month, and they're backing away from that now, but they do want you to be aware of what your breasts feel like, what's normal for you. And so if you examine yourself and every once in a while and just know what is normal for you, then you'll know that when something different happens, you'll say, well, that wasn't there before, and that's the time you should come in and we should examine you.
Okay, so we have to first of all kind of get to know our own breasts, because I think that that's important too, is to be able to know what you're feeling at different times of the month, because they're lumpy and they're bumpy and there's things, you know, so it is kind of difficult. So why don't you give us a little bit of a sort of a wrap up in the last minute or so, Dr. Simon, of the new breast density law, how women can reduce their risk of getting breast cancer, and your very, very best advice for us.
Well, again, the breast density law gives you the information about whether your breasts are dense or not, something you might not have known before. And this is something that you have to factor in with a lot of other risk factors, your menstrual history, your family history, and so all these things factor into it. So it's just one of multiple factors. Now, lowering your risk is really one of those simple things that everybody knows that they should be doing. You should be maintaining a healthy weight. You should exercise regularly. You should limit your alcohol intake. You should eat healthy food. And if you're smoking, you should stop. And if you have any questions about this, or if you find that you do have a lot of risk factors that are clustered together and you think that they should be evaluated, you should always talk to your doctor, and you can always order additional studies.
Thank you so much, Dr. Steven Simon. He's board certified in diagnostic radiology at Mission Hospital. For more information on Dr. Simon and Mission Hospital, you can go to missionforhealth.com. This is Melanie Call for Mission Radio. Thanks so much for listening.